service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
In Israel, in the tomb, there's a plaque. It says, "He is risen." I'm not sure, I forget what it says exactly, but I don't... Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. It says, "He is not here, for he is risen." But you know what they said? One of the writers said when they went into the tomb, one of the synoptic gospels, it says that the clothes that they had put on him were folded, nice and neat, and lay at the foot of the tomb, the bed where he lay. Do you know that's symbolic of a priest having finished his priestly order? In other words, the work was finished. He didn't just leave the grave clothes, you know, by it somewhere, just boom, up out of there. And just no, he folded them up nice and neat so that they would know this work is finished. This thing is complete. This counsel cannot fail now. It's settled in heaven, as the word, as that song says. His word is settled in heaven. Therefore, he's going to take you higher. Tell somebody, "I'm going higher. I'm not going down, I'm going up." Come on, tell somebody, "I'm going up. This thing's going to get better and better because he finished the work." It's not up and down. No, he finished the work. And he folded the grave clothes up and set them at the end of the bed and said, "Why seek ye the living now among the dead? He is not here, for he is risen." Amen. Man proposes, God disposes. Man proposes, God disposes. Man devises, God directs. You know, like I know, you started out one way. You know, you had a good idea. Maybe a God idea. You start working in a certain way, and it didn't work out that way. But then as you went on, it began to work another way. You were devising, God was directing. It's amazing how God, who does not change, can establish a fixed purpose through free will agents. I'm blown away by that. Only God can do it. See, God is not manipulating us either. He's not a manipulator. The devil's a manipulator. He does it through free will agents. Without imposing upon your will, he can work a perfect plan. God orders our will without infringing upon our liberty or disturbing our responsibility. Let me say that again. God orders our will without infringing upon our liberty or disturbing our responsibility. Tell me God's not amazing. Now, here's a note to check yourself on. We can act however we want to, but at some point in time, you got to give an account. Come on, we are accountable. If we don't choose God's will, we have to give an account. And that's when things aren't pleasant, because God is set on a fixed purpose, and he needs those that will act in accordance with his will freely, because he won't make you. He won't make you. The devil's the one trying to make you. See, the Lord guides, the devil drives. Mm-hmm. The Lord leads and the devil drives you. Now, here's a wonderful thought. The Lord directs not only the great events of our life, but every turn. We sing the song, we quote the verse, "For we know that all things are working together." There's nothing left out. You know, like God's got some spare parts he just leaves out. Everything, every experience, every high, every low. It's sometimes hard to wrap our mind around it. Sometimes we don't understand it all, but we have the assurance of his counsel. He says this to us, "For we know that all things," somebody shout, "all things."
All things.
That gives me such an assurance of peace, Because sometimes stuff is it seems like it's at odds against you on purpose. The devil has forged something against you. But you can go back to that word and God's counsel where he says, for we know all things are working together. Maybe it's forged against you so that God can work a deeper measure of patience in you so that when he gets you the breakthrough, you won't squander or you won't mess up. You won't be anxious. You'll be able to handle the blessing. Ask somebody, can you stand to be blessed? Sometimes that could be it. Amen. All right. Now here's a wonderful thing too. Let me say this again. God directs not only the great events of our life, but even every turn. When things sometimes turn for the worst, God's directing the turn. It's not like it caught God off guard. It's not like it's going to change his counsel. You know, I'm even convinced of this. And even the turns for the good, they're directed by God. I'm convinced of this. Listen, even when we walk in the keenest and most precise wisdom, do you know that's beneficial to us? It's not necessarily benefiting God. Whether we live wise or like fools, it's not like it got God sweating up in heaven. You're like, what is he going to do? Because his counsel cannot be changed. There's no wisdom against his counsel. In other words, somehow, some way, some shape, some form, at some point in time, God's perfect will is going to manifest itself. Come on, I said his perfect will is going to manifest. What he needs from us is faith. What he wants in his children are thoughts that are conducive to bringing his presence, praise, worship, adoration. Remember Job, when the disaster happened with Job, Job put sackcloth and ashes on, he tore his clothes and he began to worship. He said, God giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And his wife, she came to him and said, why don't you just curse God and die? Job told her, he said, you speak as one of the foolish women. Because Job understood that God was in control of the turns. But now I want you to take note of this. We read about Job through the rest of the book, but you never hear about that wife again. She was taken off the books. That counsel could not stand against God's counsel. Job endured until the presence of the Lord. We have heard of the patience of Job, and we have seen the goodness of God. All right? So the wonderful thing is God directs in big events and small events every turn, not just in his own children, but in all of mankind. Now, the victory that we experience as children of God begins on the inside. Before I ever really get victory out in this natural realm, I've got to establish or get a hold of, let me say, the bull by the horns in my spirit. No matter what it looks like out here, I've got to get in a place in God through his grace to where I'm convinced this has to change. It's just a matter of time. Because God said it, I believe it, that should settle it. When I get victory inside, then no matter what man has done, that's what over 300 times the Lord said, fear not what man shall do unto you. Because not only his children, but all of mankind. You know, God is, even though people say the devil's busy, God is behind all this stuff that's going on in the world. We don't understand it. We don't like it necessarily. But God is at the back of it. There's nothing happening independent of his purposes. Hello? You have people that are not saved. That's all kind of questions about that. But they don't understand the heart and the mind of God and the wickedness of man. Because man, with all of his wicked devices and all that he's doing, still at the end are going to play right into the perfect plan and will of God. It's going to end up just like that. No other way. Amen. Okay? Go with me to Psalm 37, 23. Write it down. Proverbs 20, 24. And Jeremiah 10, 23. I got some time. I want to go through these, and then we're going to take a look at a few of the patriarchs, and we'll be finished. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Now, understand what good man means. It doesn't mean that you do everything right, because you don't. You don't always do everything right. You don't always hit the mark, but you are good because of God's righteousness. Come on, you the breastplate of righteousness, we are considered good because of Jesus. It's not because of good works, because our works are like filthy rags outside of Jesus. And nothing is profitable outside of him. But in him, you are considered good. You are considered righteous by God. Amen? Some of us really need to get that in our thinking. You are righteous because of Christ. Not because you come to church. You need to come to church, but that doesn't make you righteous. It doesn't make you righteous because you read your Bible. It doesn't even make you righteous because you pray. There are people that do all those things, but they don't have Jesus, the only one that can make them righteous. See, the thing with Adam and Eve, they were not righteous, they were innocent. The test of their righteousness would be they're submitting to the tree of life and not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If they'd have passed that test, they would have become righteous. So when they failed, Jesus had to take it upon himself to take their place, your place, my place, die sinless, and because of one man's righteousness, many have become righteous. It ain't anything you did special. I tell you, truth will make you free if you really receive it. And when you have Christ in your heart, you don't have a mind to just do anything. Because there's a law governing you. There's a grace on you. There's something in you that has you, you know, not that you do everything right, but that has you moving in a certain direction. Let me get back to this. Okay, next verse. What was the next verse? Proverbs 20 and 24. Psalm 37 said the steps of good men are ordered. Proverbs 20, 24, man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way?
We are continuing in part 27 of The Faith Crisis, My Steps Are Ordered. Whenever God gives you a word, the enemy will always come to discourage you. He wants you thinking contrary to what God has told you. You must keep the word of God in your mouth. Continue to speak it loudly. We are in a season where God wants to bless his people. He stands outside of time. It is due season. Every day, choose joy. Choose to be glad. Stand on that and you are moving in God's timing. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end."
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.